First on the agenda for this morning's show is the Oneida County Legislature has petitioned the governor to stop the special election, citing concerns of cost. And listen, the regular election just a few months after. So do we need a special election? Well, we'll find out. We are joined by Oneida County Ledge right now. Mr. Stephen Raffaro, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
It's drab and dreary out there.
It is. I'm looking out of my family room window right now, noticing the sprinklers are starting to come down in South Utica.
Yeah, you know, I left my windows open last night. I'm like, nah, it's not going to rain. It won't rain. And it did rain. But thankfully, it didn't get soaked in my car. So you should always close your windows. And I got a big I told you so this morning, which I never like to wake up to. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't want to put that towel on your driver's side seat when you have to come in the early in the morning. Huh?
You know, I left my sunroof got stuck open. For like 3 days in the middle of all that rain that we got, and my car was just soaked, and it just dried out. So luckily, I didn't have to do that today, because I had to drive down the road with sitting on four towels, and then the water would just, every time you like made a turn, the water would just come pouring through the sunroof and drench me in my head. So I had to drive with a towel on my head, and it was a mess, Steve.
Well, at least you got to dry your car over the last few days.
Yeah, absolutely, and beautiful weather. So what is going on with the special election? I know you and six of your colleagues in the Oneida County Legislature petitioned the governor to block the special election, to not set it up.
Right. Well, I mean, presently what we've done is we've requested the governor to run the special election during the regular general elections in November. And the reasoning behind that is that the total cost of a special election to Oneida County is going to be in the area of $212,000. No, I mean, if you look back over the last year or so, the county has done a good job with trying to rein in its fiscal house. I mean, we laid off over 10% of our workforce, whether it be through retirement or we actually laid off 75 individuals. And you're looking at a special election where we're going to have 105 election districts with 56 poll sites, 71 machines, 420 election inspectors, 112 poll coordinators. You know, considering all that, and that the assembly is going to be going on summer session break, and that we could get solid representation from the neighboring districts, we just feel that at this point, in the fiscal situation that New York State is in, and in Oneida County attempting to keep its fiscal house in place, we would like to save $212,000. We just don't think at this point we need to expend that kind of money.
Now, when it's up to the governor to set the date, is there any idea or any inkling of when that will be?
No, we haven't had any consideration or any response from the governor at this point on when the special election date would be. I mean, but looking at the political calendar the way it sits right now, if there's any primaries, they'll be in September. We have a general election in November. With the assembly, like I said before, with the assembly going out on summer session, with us picking up representation from the other districts, we feel that at this point we can probably go the way we're going right now and just save that $212,000.
Yeah, you know, I pulled up the calendar. I'm looking at it, and if I'm correct, the governor has to set the election within 80 days.
Correct.
So then it would leave us what, 3 months for that person to be elected and to be in office. And then have to turn around 3-4 months. Yeah, you know what I mean, by the time the primary start for the general election, it would only be like 3 to 4 months. And I don't, you know, you guys bring up a really good point that I don't think anybody really thought of before. Because if the special election, this special election is not get set, the governor says, okay, we'll give you until November for the regular election. Now, does that whole process start again with the candidates? Could they be primaried? Because right now, there was no primary. It was a committee selection. So would there be options for the primaries for both parties if the special election doesn't happen?
Well, the parties have endorsed their candidates, so I can't foresee that they would have a primary. So you would have your two candidates. I don't know what the two minor parties have done.
Right.
But the Republicans and Democrats have gone through the process of screening and chosen their candidates. So right now, all you're really talking about is the actual general election. But even if you proceed to have a primary, you can still fall within the political calendar, which is set now, primary in September,
right.
General election in November, still saving $200,000 plus. In the meantime, you know, you're not only going to have a special election, but you're now going to begin to pay an assembly person a salary, stipends for their offices and for their individuals that work in those offices.
Yeah,
not only are you saving the election cost itself, but you're also saving the salary of staffers and of the assembly person.
And the base salary is right around $80,000 for the assembly.
Correct.
Right.
That's $79,000.
That's quite a bit of money. That's a pretty good paycheck for an assembly member.
And, you know, looking at Albany's fiscal house at this point, regardless of how we got there, you know, those savings, you know, those savings are substantial. You know, and another way, it just becomes a non-funded funded stipulation from Albany that the county has to pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we've done a fairly good job over the last 2 years led by County Executive Anthony Pacenti to try to rein those in and keep our fiscal house in order.
And also sponsoring the petition are Emil Paparella, Edward Walsh, yourself, Howard Welsh, and William Hendricks, and Richard Filniski?
Flisnick. Richard Flisnick from
Archie. Yeah, and you guys are all Republicans. So a lot of people would look at this and say, oh, this is just the Republicans blocking the powerhouse Democrats for the seat. Is there any credence to that? Because it's Rowan, the Democrat, has held it since, what, 1992? And so is there any political motives behind this for your party?
No, there's not political motives. I mean, what we're attempting to do is to save the taxpayers in the United County some money.
And what about cutting the county ledge? Are you in support of that?
Well, I mean, I looked at the county legislator cuts. I sat on the Charter Revision Committee for the 27 months with the citizens that were on that committee, and they made a recommendation of 6. I'm in favor of smaller government as long as it makes sense. I am in favor of cutting the ledge. It was passed by the Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday that we would move the cutting of 6 to the full board so we can have some debate and discussion. But I'm in favor of smaller government, so of course, if there's savings there, I'm in favor of cutting the board.
And so you guys have had no contact with the governor's office over this issue, and when did you actually submit the petition? What was the timeline looking like?
Well, the original petition, there was a letter sent by Oneida County Chairman of the Board, Jerry Fiorini, and Dave Wood, our majority leader, back on May 9th. And then the petition that was sent by the other 7 legislators was sent on May 17th.
Okay. So it's, you know, it's been a few days. Now,
it has been a few days.
Yeah. Have you talked to, like, Rowan Destito, any other elected officials? And are you guys have the 6 that has sponsored the petition. Is the rest of the legislation board on board with you, or do they not agree with this?
Well, I have to go back and say that the petition was submitted on May 11th. I was looking at the wrong date. Well, I mean, it was sponsored by the original 7 legislators. I've gotten phone calls from other legislators there that are supporting the petition due to the fact that it's another $200,000 that Oneida County would have to put out of our own general fund. You know, in 2011 was a difficult year, and 2012 looks like it's going to be another difficult year.
Yeah.
So anywhere you can find savings, of course, going to be in favor of.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, who's representing us now? What district? The 115th or the 114th?
The 115th and the 117th have picked up the responsibilities of former Assemblywoman Rowan Destito.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So we'll see what happens. And are you guys looking at a time frame at getting a response? Anything? No response from the governor's office at all then?
We haven't received any response at this point. We don't know what the timeline might be. You know, you're for lack of a better term, at the mercy of the governor.
Yeah, excellent.
Hoping that if enough people, Republican or Democrat, you know, support the fact that we don't need to spend $212,000 on a special election when the time frame allows us to go to our regular election in November, and hopefully get a positive response and we're able to save the money.
Stephen Raffaro, Oneida County Legislature for Utica, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be sure to follow the story and keep everybody updated out there.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. Have a good morning.
You too. Stay dry out there.
Yep. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.